Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Leanne Perillo. Hello, Leanne.
Hello, good morning.
Leanne is Cultural Arts Program Manager for Jefferson City Parks. She's here to talk to us about an exciting event that comes around every year about this time called Porch Fest. So, Leanne, tell us a little bit about the history of Porch Fest.
Yeah, Porch Fest, JCMO, has been going on locally since 2018. This is a nationwide event that happens in all kinds of other states, just called Porch Fest. So, It actually originated in Ithaca, New York. And it's just a fun, like, big neighborhood block party where you invite all your local talent to come and perform. And it's a really quick event that pops up and then pops down. And so we really have always enjoyed and know we have a lot of local talent here in Jefferson City. So a committee of us in 2018 came together and decided we needed our own. And so we do it twice a year, once in the spring, which is the one coming up, and then once in the fall as well.
Okay. So what kind of artists would one see at Porch Fest?
So as we've grown, you know, our mission with Porch Fest is to highlight all artistry. So we've had everything from poets to authors, musicians, visual artists, painters, woodworkers. So it's kind of open to everyone. We've even had some performing arts and some ballrooms join us. And so we're always incorporating as many art mediums as we can. And so, like I said, we've kind of seen a little bit of everything through it.
So the idea behind it is you kind of stroll at your own pace, right? And so if you want to stay longer to hear some musicians versus some art being painted, you could do that.
So the kind of the format of it is the event is from 1 to 4 p.m. And so from that 1 to 4 p.m., you have artists that are there the entire time, such as like your woodworkers and visual artists. And then you have performing artists, which are the poets, theater, and musicians. And they have a lot of time slots, usually about an hour. There's a couple in there this year that are doing smaller, shorter sets just for half an hour, because we're also a really cool platform for beginner musicians to come out. And it's just a really chill day. So it's great exposure, great experience for those newer musicians. And so, yeah, you actually just walk up and down the street. The porches and the yards are lined with the musicians and performing arts. And then the middle of the street is lined with some food vendors as well as crafts and activities, and then your visual artist as
well. It's May 5th.
Yep.
And you said it's from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yep.
The location is?
Yep. So for the spring event, we do it up on Fairmont Boulevard, Fairmont Court, and Oakwood Drive. And that's actually located right behind McClung Park. So we actually also, Porch Fest JCMO, partners with the Lori Smith Blues Fest, which is a blues festival for the schools by Mo Blues. And they'll actually be at McClung doing a blues fest in conjunction. And so parking, you can actually park at McClung or around the area and hit up Lori Smith's Blues Fest and then come up to Porch Fest. So there's going to be so much going on, not only at McClung Park, but right behind it on those three streets as
well. Admission is free, but you'll want to bring some money for, as you mentioned, food vendors. Yep. I'm assuming artists will be sharing some wares.
Oh yeah. So what's great about it, we definitely encourage, you know, our community members to bring your cash, definitely your appetites with our food vendors. But, you know, it's important too to have cash. All the activities, like the art activities, are free. And we have some games and things like that. But then we do have some other local vendors that come where there is a small cost to, you know, maybe participate. Or, you know, we have like Little Leaf Essentials that joins us where you can actually pay a little money and plant your own plant, take it home.
Wow.
So that's really fun. Most of everything though is free. But we also encourage the community members to tip your artist. These artists donate their time, the musicians, the poets, the authors, to come out here and just entertain our community. It takes, you know, a good chunk of their day and talent. So we always encourage tip your artists. You hear some really great music or see a great performance. And then also artists will have some things for sale, such as painting, woodworking, and even the musicians have CDs and stuff as well.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier also there would be food and drink. What are some of the vendors that will be there for that?
Yeah, we always have our returning vendors, you know, but we also have some new ones this year. Locally, we always have a Quick Lemonade Company, so we're excited to have them, as well as RJ's Italian Ice. RJC Parks Concession Trailer sells burgers. That actually is a fundraiser for our special populations, so that's a really cool addition. Some new people joining us this year is is No Way Jose. He's a taco truck, and in Cinco de Mayo, we're super excited he decided to join our Porch Fest event. And also Miracle Wraps and Pitas is a newer food truck joining us this year, so we're super excited to have them as well.
Yeah.
So we actually have 11 total, everything from, you know, your main meal to lemonade, some freeze-dried candy, popcorn. So we have kind of a little bit of everything from snacks to drinks and to main, like a main lunch meal.
Yeah. So what kind of crowds do you normally see at a Porch Fest?
Oh gosh, we've just grown over the years. It's been awesome. I mean, our first one in 2018, we maybe had, you know, 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. And depending on the weather, you know, we averaged 3,000 to 5,000 people, not necessarily all at the same time, because right. people pop in for an hour or two, see some of their favorite bands, and then pop out, you know, and then the kids, it wears them out too. So,
sure.
you know, so not everyone stays the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's a great day, like I said, we see a couple thousand of our JCMO community members come out. We also have had more musicians this year from other neighboring communities, such as Ashland and Columbia and like mm-hmm. the Ozark. So that will, I assume, draw some more crowds as well from some of those neighboring communities.
Sure. So what is your favorite boost to hit when you go there?
Oh gosh, I love tie-dye, of course. I love the mess, and I always have fun with the tie-dye. I think the Little Leaf Essentials, I'm a recent plant mom since 2020 through the COVID. And so, you know, when they joined us, I'm super excited about that. You know, and I'm a foodie, so I definitely get all my lemonade, especially every year. And so I'm excited. This year, we're doing a lot of different crafts. We also have some inflatables that are going to be there for the kids to play on. So yeah, I'm excited. We got a lot of stuff going on. There's going to be something for everyone.
Sure. So again, it's May 5th.
Yep, Sunday, May 5th.
And it's from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yep.
at Fairmont.
You can just, like I said, go right up, park anywhere around there, and you'll be able just to walk onto the footprint. And it's a pretty easy go and walk. So it's not too far to get to anything you'd like. And we'll be having a map posted on our Facebook in the next probably week and a half or so.
All right. Well, Leanne, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.